Good morning, good morning, my lovely friends. Thank you very much for joining me for another conversation of Kick Off the Day with Spirit, your daily spiritual talk show about everything and anything spiritual video show with Susanna Medium. Thank you very much for joining me. Now, if you are new to this channel, this conversation, a very, very warm welcome, and I hope you will find it interesting, empowering, inspirational, reflective. It will hopefully, I trust it's going to leave you pondering and wondering about the nature of our human reality, as well as the nature of the spiritual realms and reality. I am Susanna Medium. I am a spiritual medium, a psychic. I have been always this way since the time I remember. But here we go. Today, I'd like to talk to you about something very, very interesting, something which is making me very thoughtful. I remember the very first time when this happened to me, the occurrence of this event through my mediumship work. Excuse me. Yes, most certainly. I needed to pause and I needed to reflect. So you see, when my voice goes throughout a talk or during a reading, I know it's something to do with communication. So whether we are communicating or we need to be quiet. So here we go. But I'm going to tell you two stories. It's all related to my mediumship experiences. And really, the conversation is about how we are dealing with very particular situations and conversations and pieces of evidence of what the spirit consciousness is giving us during a reading, how we are presenting some very challenging or very unusual pieces of information we are receiving, but we need to pass it to the client, pass it to the person we are talking to. What are we doing with those pieces of information? We could hold it back, but what happens is that spirit is going to nudge us. They are going to give the evidence, the communication in a different way. So sooner or later, during that conversation, we need to deal with that one piece of information. So how are we dealing with that? Now, I've got two very interesting stories to tell you today. One of them is that during one of the readings, I was given the image of a hanged man, the hanged man. Now, you need to know that spirit is using all my senses when I'm working with your energy. So I am seeing, I'm hearing, I'm sensing, I am tasting, I'm smelling, I'm feeling the touch, I'm feeling the texture, I'm feeling the sense, and then I'm traveling in all different dimensions, sideways, upwards, downwards, wherever we are going to. So when I'm receiving energy or information, spirit is using all my senses. Now, on this occasion, they really went for my visual sense because I was given a vision of a hanged man. So imagine I'm talking to you, and while I'm talking to you, in front of me, this picture appears, not literally, but in my third eye, in my consciousness, the hanged man. And then the hanged man is not the hanged man you might be familiar with from your tarot cards. So you see, that is another thing. I don't work with tarot cards, so when I'm getting something like this, I know it might be me, it might mean something to do with the tarot, but because I'm not working with that, I know it's nothing to do with the tarot. But here we go. My hanged man was not a vision, a picture of a deck of a tarot card, but my hanged man was the vision, seeing one man hanging on a rope. Okay, hanging on a rope, a middle-aged man, a younger man, about 30, not even middle-aged, a 30-something man hanging on the rope. And then I'm seeing another individual kneeling next to this person. And I'm immediately feeling the energy between the two of them, their friendship, the way how they knew each other or how they related to each other. So that was this piece of information. And as I was rolling and flowing with the conversation, doing the reading for the person, and this image was just shown in front of my eyes about twice, three times. So I knew that I needed to talk about that. I need to do something with that. And then you see, there are so many different ways where we can, or how we can handle this information. But of course, we don't want to give you, as a client, the person who's here to ask questions and wants to receive insights or understanding or healing or wisdom or any of those things. We cannot give you a hanged man and tell you that, oh, I am seeing the hanged man. How can I do that? So that was one piece of information I am posing with that. The other one was the other, and then we will bring the things together. The other, quite recently, I was doing another reading for somebody, and then again, flowing and growing and moving with the energy and doing the reading there and then. And then suddenly, I am being placed in front of me, there has been appearing a knife. Not as if I have a knife in front of me, of course not, because I'm doing my reading. And then I have a person across the table over there, and then I'm working, and I've got the permission, I need to tell you, I've got the permission to tell you these stories. But as I'm talking to the person, in my mind's eyes, energetically, a knife, a medium-sized knife, is being placed in front of me on the table while I was having a coffee, while I was having a conversation with this person. And then again, I said to myself, oh, that's very strange. I'm not feeling the person who's giving the knife. I am not feeling the situation immediately. I was just given a knife. It's so promptly, so much there in front of me that I knew I needed to do something with that evidence. So there was the evidence of a knife. You know. So what do you do? What do you do? How are you dealing with that piece of information when you're doing a reading? Of course, it might mean so many different things. So even in your life, you can just think about what images or what conversations you are present to when you see a hanged man, you know, the image of a hanged man, not the card, not from the tarot, but then the picture of somebody who's hanging off the rope, okay? And then another one is by its knees. And then what associations would you have when you see a knife, a medium-sized knife? You can have, if you are very much around in your kitchen and you enjoy culinary activities, then you would know what to do with that type of knife. Not for vegetables, you might use it for something else, you know. So you might have different associations. If you are working on a farm or you've got the animals, different conversations, then you would know, okay, that knife means something else. Or if you had a father, grandfather, whose garage was full of tools, that type of knife would mean something. Maybe carving a piece of wood or creating a piece of artwork or anything. So you see, you could have all different associations with these images, with these objects. But then when they come up in a reading, so I'm seeing a hangman, and then another time I'm seeing a knife, and spirit is reluctant. Sorry, not reluctant. I was a little bit reluctant, but then they are adamant because they are putting it in front of me. I'm flowing and growing with the, moving with the conversation, but then that piece of evidence is there in front of me. So for me, it means that I need to do something with it. I need to acknowledge it. I need to bring it up in the reading. I need to do something with it. I can't just put it to the side because 2 minutes later in the conversation, I will get the image again, or I will have that story presented to me in a different way. But sooner or later during that reading, I would need to deal with that piece of evidence, with that piece of information. Why? Because there is something important to tell the client. Spirit is communicating something important. And just because I have a big question mark in front of me, oh, why is it there? Or what am I going to do that information, doesn't mean that I can hang on to the information and I can hold it back, because in that sense, I would not be doing my work properly, correctly. The information, I don't have anything to do with the information. The information is being presented to the person, the sitter, the person who's asking the question, who is in inquiry about something. But here we go with the hangman. So let's go with the story of the hangman. So again, it's not a tarot card image. It's like a proper man, you know, a real one, a 30-something old man with brown hair. I'm feeling the energy who was very loving, but at the same time was feeling also the sadness of the person. And the one next to the person kneeling was really sad and was really, really frustrating and really upset and lost. And then I also knew immediately that both of them were male energies, okay? And then I also knew that they were relating to each other. They knew each other. There was a friendship or there was some connection between the two. So while I'm in the reading, I just, okay, so I said to myself, I need to deal with this information. So of course, I cannot say the person that, you know, I am. Of course, so one thing here I'm not doing is I'm asking questions. I'm not asking questions. There are two ways of asking questions, okay? One way is a lot of people might be doing that. I am not in that way. I'm not working that way. But I am only asking questions when I'm feeling the situation is such that I need to approach the energy differently. Because one single word, or even the way how I'm saying it, or how I am emphasizing that word in a sentence might have a very, very strong effect on the person. Person might have really misunderstood the whole conversation, might become very emotional or withdrawn or offensive or offended. Anything. So I know when something like this comes forward in a conversation, I need to be very delicate and very sensitive with my approach. So on this occasion with the hangman, I said to the person, you know what? I am seeing something very peculiar in front of me. You know, it's so out of the whole picture, the whole conversation, what we have had so far in this reading, you know, but it feels like that spirit is really just giving me this information during this reading. I've been seeing it now 3 times, so I know I need to do something with that. So I went on and said to the person, you know, at the beginning, I asked you if you wanted to hear everything, exactly how I am seeing. You know, I told you this is how I'm working. When spirit is giving me the information, I know I'm just giving you the information, passing this on, because I'm only a channel. It's for everything is for you. And then again, I asked the person, are you okay if I tell you everything, how spirit is presenting things? And then the person said, yes. She said, yes. So I said to her, you know, honestly, I need to tell you, I'm seeing a hanged man. A hanged man. And I did not even have time to say anything else because the lady said, oh, my goodness me, my goodness me. I tell you what, it's so very important, or it's so much, you know, I really, really understand why you are seeing a hangman. And then let me just tell you the story. So she told me a story. And of course, I did not need to say anything. It's not the total hangman or anything. But just for me, seeing the person that I'm seeing, I know it's very, very out of everything, out of the whole picture, but it's a hangman. And she told me that so there was a relationship, I don't remember, but then somebody in her family had something, the friend who committed suicide by hanging himself. And then this person related to the family was the one who found his friend hung, you know. And then that caused a lot of emotional difficulties for the person who stayed here, and how he was still dealing with the situation. But then when the confirmation came from this lady that actually I really understand why you are seeing the hangman, that really resonated. And somehow, it was very interesting because she said, you know, in my mind, I was always wondering about the what's and how's and everything. And then she was saying that the way how you have presented and you brought up in the conversation, and then I continued giving evidence of what I'm seeing between the two, the friends, and then the what they were working on, all various things, you know, so we do not need to talk about this. But then what this lady said, that actually this conversation really answers to many of my questions and concerns and all the wonderings and ponderings in my head ever since, because of course I could not approach that family member about that friend. But as you have discussed this and very, very genuinely and very delicately, sensitively approached and present this conversation, now everything is very clear for me. So I am very grateful for your work, for your conversation. And then you see, this is not the thing that, okay, the person is saying how great you are. That's not about that. But then the way how we are, we need to be responsible as mediums, that when we are receiving a very particular piece of information, whether we have questions about that, we know it's not to do with us. We can think about, oh, what associations I might have in my own life. But then even during a reading, we just don't have time for that, because the reading is not about myself as a person, as a medium. Okay, it's not about me. It's never about me. I cannot sidetrack myself, you know. But then when we receive something, especially when something is very, very special or a very difficult situation or very emotional or anything, all those very, very strong emotion related situations, we need to be able to present it to the person in a very delicate and sensitive manner. And then on this occasion, this lady was very, very grateful for that. So we could move on with the conversation. And then for her, the whole reading came together, because somehow this information needed to be presented to her. And then she was saying that she had had other readings with others, but then this conversation never really came to the surface or came forward. So that's actually another point, why what happens when it never comes forward, but then you get one medium and then the story comes forward and then we move on because the completion happens, you know. So that's another story. But I'm not going to sidetrack myself with that. But you see, the hangman, so that was the story. I immediately acknowledge that it's not the card, of course, not because I'm not working with the tarot, but it's not the vision or picture or any kind of variation on that image, but then it's a real one. So I knew that there is something else going on here. So that was a beautiful, in that sense, a beautiful completion of her conversation, even when the image and then the story was very, very harsh, humanly harsh. Piece of moment we need to experience, or those people need to experience who have to experience that. But then you see the other story, the knife. I'm, you know, the other reading, I'm completing the reading in the middle of the reading and working with the person, and spirit is just putting this knife, this medium knife, size knife in front of me. And I said to myself, it's not even that I'm out, you know, we are talking about gardening or any kind of activity, anything, nothing. There was no pieces of evidence or conversation or storyline up to that point in the reading where we would have needed a knife. And maybe I forgot to mention a knife, or maybe spirit did not give the knife, but then we are still relating to a conversation. When, for instance, the family bought a forest and they need to find a tool to chop the wood or whatever, might have been a conversation. I don't remember what the conversation was. We don't need to know that. But then the evidence, the knife was given. And because, again, it was present time after time, it was so in front of me that I could not even ignore that. So I said to the person again, I said, you know, And then I had the same conversation, you know, at the beginning when I said to you, or I asked you, when I told you that spirit is using all my senses, and then, you know, the storyline can jump from one plot to the next, and, you know, we will put it together because I know it always comes together. So I always give a disclosure of the way how I work with the people or with spirit, how I work. But then again, I always ask just to make sure that, are you sure, or are you okay that I tell you everything, what I am experiencing, seeing, what spirit is showing me? No, because sometimes you see people say, I don't want to do the mediumship, I don't want to talk about the dead people, I don't want to know what the dead are doing, especially I don't want to know about my furious mother or my husband, my ex-husband, who all those various conversations. So sometimes that frustration, anger, emotional situation is coming up in people, and that is when they are saying, no, I don't want, no way, no, don't start talking about the dead. So we respect that. So we step back, and then we are working on the questions, on the reality they want to work on. Might be soul path, so the higher dimensional conversations, or just simply the spiritual realm, what's going on in their lives, when are they going to get the job, what is the interview, what is the work situation, what is their relationships are about. So that's one thing. So that's why it is ultra super important to clarify at the beginning with a client, with a sitter, that they are okay to hear everything in a way how spirit is bringing things forward, because spirit knows the emotional charge of the situation. They are showing it in a way that it is simplified. It is to the truth, how things have happened truthfully in a simplified manner. And they are working through a medium who might be very visual. So they give you the visual clues, maybe the sense of hearing. So you will hear a word, or spirit really knows how to work with people. As I said, I'm fortunate because they are using all my senses. I am not in charge with what they are showing me, but then they are showing me and I'm just immediately saying the things how in the order how they are showing that to me. So going back to the knife conversation, I again asked the person, are you okay if I tell you everything? And then that person said yes. So the knife came into my or in front of me, as if it was literally being put in front of me on a table. And I said to the person, you know, I'm just seeing something. I'm just seeing a knife. I need to tell you. It's a knife. And we did not talk about anything earlier in the story, in our conversation. So there's a knife here. And then again, this person said that, oh my goodness me, I'm going for a funeral tomorrow for a friend who actually committed something. And the end was her death or his death or something like that. But then a knife was an important bit in that story. And again, I did not even have to say anything else, because the lady understood that. And then she shared the story that the following day, she was going for a funeral. And then that person, I think, something like committed a suicide or something. One of those things. We do not need to know that. But then you see it's like someone of those very harsh things. What, you know, you don't think about those things until, you know, somebody who has had that experience, or you hear something in the news, you know. But then again, the lady was appreciating the conversation, because for her it meant that the person who committed the self-harm or whatever that thing was showing that actually I know that you are going for the funeral, you are going for my funeral or my friend's funeral or something, one of those. I know you are there. I know you are aware of that. I know you want to know the story. I know you are thinking about me, thinking about us, because you were close to us, because you cared about us. And I want you to know that I am there and I'm going to be there where you need to go, when you are going to be in that, during that funeral, which is always a difficult situation for our human, you know, human reality. It's difficult for us. So spirit was communicating something through that piece of evidence, a knife, a very harsh emotionally charged conversation, and then just reassuring the person that I am going to be there. I am going to be there. Also, thank you for acknowledging me. Thank you for acknowledging the story. Because, you know, sometimes what happens is that when we are bringing something forward, even if we are bringing it in a very delicate and sensitive manner, the person, the client, the sitter might be so angry, frustrated, emotionally lost, any of those things, that they in great denial about everything. And then even when we are bringing that piece of information forward, the person says, oh no, I don't understand. No, I don't know what you are talking about. Can we move on? Or they no, or shake their head. Or if I'm just on the phone with the person, I'm hearing the voice. I know. Or they just say, no, I don't know what you are talking about. But then you see again, spirit is very, very, very intellectual. Well, not intellectual. You see, the thing is, when I'm talking to you, I've got so many things in my head, and that's why certain words are not immediately coming to my space. But spirit knows everything. This is what I want to say. So they know if the person is in denial about the situation, but then they know that by bringing it forward, we might just start opening the door to the person. Or the person might just start opening their consciousness, awareness, understanding, and step onto their path of healing. because that is really the main mission with any kind of high energy and real truthful mediumship readings, spiritual service, psychic mediums, healings, healers. That is really the big mission, that bring forward healing and nurturing and reassurance for the person who is still here on the earthly reality, and then for those who passed over, and bringing the two worlds together, so that even when they did not find completion in a conversation or a situation, then even if they cannot have the conversation anymore in a physical format, the conversation, the communication continues. And then when we are in the middle of readings, or the reason of the readings is to bring forward healing, and then show that love never dies, that love always continues, the reality, our essence as souls, we continue. And then that is why we are coming together when we are requesting a mediumship reading, or when we are in a conversation, or even just when we are thinking about the loved one who passed over. Because even with that, you are showing your intention, and then you are showing that, oh, I still have questions. And then you see the beautiful thing afterwards, that, you know, you might have a dream. You might come to contact with somebody who has similar life story to yours, or to the person who passed over. Or you are driving and suddenly you realize you haven't put the music on, and you put the music on, and then suddenly that song comes up with a huge, huge meaning to the relationship of that person or your life, you know. So there are all the various things, but then really, the conversation here is how we handle very delicate conversations or situations, pieces of evidence, so that we are not rocking the boat, so that we are not pushing anyone's buttons, and most certainly not giving any false evidence or a storyline which we think might be the truth, because then, you see, even with the knife, I could say, there is a knife, and then Spirit is giving me a knife, and then whatever knife means to me, or any kind of object, then I create in my mind, in my human mind, a story, and then I present it as if that is the evidence. And then, of course, the sitter, the client, has no clue whether or what this person is talking about, or whether this is really the reality, or just, or where is it coming from, or how truth that is, you know. So I tell you what, I feel it's another point here. It's very important to talk about this, because when somebody is not fully trained, I mean, you get your training, but then through life experiences, your maturity, then you will have the types of people you are going to work with. Only when Spirit says, hey, I give you the green light, we give you the green light, that you are ready to, in a very humble way, you are ready to start doing something. You know, a lot of people are not ready. A lot of people have done very thorough foundations and work, and very, it's just like all to do with your own personal development. If you have not had the chance, or you thought, oh, I'm not spending time on that because I want to be a medium, a world-class medium, or I just go for that, and then you are not investing in your own personal development, and then you are clueless about how to do things, how to handle things, what to do with the evidence, what sense Spirit is using, how you are working with the energy, what is the safe way of working. People are really, really trusting us. They are putting their lives into our hands during those couple of minutes or an hour while we are working with them. They are telling us stories they have not had the chance or the courage to tell anybody else. Of course, you need to be extremely humble about your own existence as a human, and then minimize as much as you can minimize your own personal conversations. In fact, you can't have personal conversations in your head when you are working with somebody. I tell you what, because Spirit is giving the information so very quickly, you don't even have time to think about yourself. A lot of people, if you are not trained, or if they are not trained, or they have not had the mentorship or the support or the understanding, or they're coming from a very egoistic corner, corner of their reality. They are not going to get very far with that. Spirit is going to give them a knockback because they cannot be in service to those people who might be very vulnerable, especially after a very tragic loss or bereavement, and they really want to find somebody who can truly hold a space for them, and then they can help them. It's a therapy. It's therapy. It's actually more than therapy, you know. So those people who are not sensitive enough, not trained, themselves are lost, okay? They don't have the awareness and understanding about the true principles and then the meaning of the work. They will, I'm not saying they should not be there, because it's not my way, it's not me who is going to judge. But then I tell you what, Spirit is going to knock those people back and give them different challenges in life, so they are not going to think about anymore that they are psychics and mediums and then want to be very famous and want to earn a lot of money and want to earn this and that, because they are coming from a very lost space themselves. So here we go. One needs to be very careful when looking for a psychic or a medium or a healer. You need to look for recommendations. You need to look for evidence of the person. You need to talk to them in person, set up some kind of conversation beforehand, see how they are feeling, how you are feeling in their presence, how they are communicating, what they are talking about, what reviews, if they have any, they are able to provide, where they are coming from, what is their mission, what is their conversations, what kind of social media places they have or media work they might have. So you can have a sense what those people are about. And then when you go for a reading, then you know that you are in safe hands of somebody who's truly serving spirit. And then who is here to raise the frequency, to open the consciousness to as many people as possible. And then you know that by the end of your reading, you will receive something meaningful. There's a completion in your story, there is some kind of clarity achieved or wisdom understood or point of references, reflections are given, so that you can move on. There is something you feel that you have grown, you have understood, and most certainly you feel that feel the love in your heart, especially if the person is working mediumistically, has brought forward evidence from the spiritual realm, and then evidence of the survival of love and the essence of the soul and spirit, you know. So here we go. I felt that was very, very important to talk about. If you have a reading booked with somebody and then the reading starts, and then you, at the back of your mind, you start thinking, and then you feel your guts and you feel, something is just not sitting right here. That person is just cold reading. Cold reading means guessing, asking questions, continuously asking questions. I feel that I need to fill in the gaps. I need to tell the story. It doesn't feel like she's or he's a real reader, or I don't know what we are doing here. Then you need to stop the conversation. Don't let the whole half an hour or hour or and so on, the time pass by, and you pay for that. And then you feel really depleted by the end of your reading. That's not the reason of reading or booking a reading. You don't want to feel flat. I tell you, because I booked people in my many, many years ago, when I was at that space that actually I needed to talk to a psychic. I had some really crap readings. And then because I was a very timid person, that back then I would be dealing with things very differently. But at the time I was so very bored, booked 20 minutes or half an hour, paid for it through one of the phone lines, took the notes in my notebook, lots of very general conversations. Go out in nature and smell the flowers or hug the trees. Or here is a card and let me see what it says in the book and what that is your message for today. So you have to be very on the ball with things, even if you feel that, you feel very lost or very depleted physically, emotionally, mentally. You feel very, very lost, very tired. Have that sense with you that you know that if something is not right, then you are stopping the reading, you ask your money back, you stand up and you leave, and you never return, and then you've got the right to leave a review to the person. Why? Because when something like this happens, I really feel that on the bigger picture of life, the bigger conversation, the whole consciousness, we are responsible for every single one of us. You know, there is no difference between myself and yourself and the other one. We are responsible for each other in that sense. You don't want to have another person going through what you had to go through for 5, 10 minutes or 20 minutes in a reading before you realized that it's not a proper one. Somebody might be in a very, very, very lost situation. And if a reader says, oh, I think you are going to get cancer, or I think your son needs to be very careful with their driving because I'm seeing an accident there. Oh, my goodness me, no way. You see, that is another thing. If we feel that something is gathering energy for a person, like a situation, and we know the person needs to be careful, of course we are not giving that image. It's like, oh, it just really, really makes me ponder, makes me, I'm not saying upset, but there are so many different energies out there, so we really need to be very careful. Those who say things like this during a reading, that I feel you will have a cancer, or you will have an accident, or any of those things, they will need to be knocked off from any kind of chart or anything, because they are causing so much, or they can cause so much trouble. Imagine, even if you are not, that is not your soul journey, that you experience something that harsh, then you are creating, because the other person has created it in your consciousness, and then you might be just creating it. You might be just watching out for every single car or every single pedestrian or every single sugary cake. You are not going to eat it because you don't want to get this and that, you know. So it's so very, if somebody is saying something like this in a reading to you, then you know that's a red light needs to come up, the alert has to come up for you, and that's even twice as fast as running away and taking your money and never return and then write a review, because we need to do this, you know. Now imagine if that person sees a hangman or a knife in a reading, what they are going to tell you about the evidence they supposedly bringing forward from spirit. So here we go. I feel that has been a very, very important conversation to share here. I feel that what is really, really important, that as if you are a developing spiritual worker, if you are a developing medium, the idea is, or anything psychic or medium, that we need to go through very thorough training, many, many practice sessions. Unless you wake up one morning and you have the whole consciousness with you because you have had an awakening. But then it's a different approach. It's a different way of being able to link with spirit. We are all very different, so that could happen to people. But then the majority of people, we are all psychics. If you are choosing to develop that ability, you can do that. It's not really about whether you can read the cards or not. It's not about how many books you have read or how many courses you have taken, but then it's how truthful you are, how honest, vulnerable you are towards yourself, and then you are able to reflect truthfully, not meaningfully, because that's what kind of word that is, but then truthfully about your own life, your own experiences. Because once you have done, you resolve something in your life, then you have shifted your energy, healing has taken place, your energy, your frequency is different, you are feeling, sensing, dreaming, talking, walking differently, so even if it's just slightly differently, but then your energy has shifted. And then that is where spirit consciousness, they say, now let's see what this person, what is the next mission for that person? Meaning, not the next person you are going to read for and get money for that, or you get into the newspaper or the radio or any of those things. But then what is your next lesson on your soul path? It's not like we have to go through everything, or we go through in our 20s, or we have to wait until we are 70 to complete our lives, because energetically, we are always moving forward. And then different people, different scenarios, situations, they are showing us lessons to be learned, things we need to remind or remember within ourselves, because those situations, those people remind ourselves about our own truths, our own senses. Again, it's nothing got to do with the other one over there outside of us, but then within us. And then when we are vulnerable enough and honest with us, with ourselves, within ourselves, then we are reflecting, we are journaling, we are going quiet. We are going quiet, not just 2 days or 3 days, and then suddenly we have a zen, and then we think everything is resolved. And then when things have not happened, then we are back to square one. Might take weeks or months or even years before we get one chunk of learning, and it means we clear one sense of energy within ourselves, something based on our trauma, early childhood, anything, or one of those conversations. And then we are faced with a situation which brings out that even memories, the energy brings up everything, and that is where we need to be reflective, honest and vulnerable with ourselves, and either seek somebody who is helping us, or if you have had some meditation practice or breathing practice or anything, any kind of even hypnotherapy or past life. If you are going with a past life conversation, you can do that. But then again, what you are taking away with yourself, something where you feel that actually that sense, the following day, you had some big challenge in life, but then the following day, through your breathing or meditation or your understanding or just crying for a week, something shifts, something moves forward within yourself. And then the following day, when you are waking up, suddenly you are looking for the same pain or exhaustion in your mind, in your heart, or physical pain in your body. Or if you are thinking of same person and same situation who has ever caused you so much trouble and mental agony, and then every single time you thought about them, and then one morning you wake up and you think about them and you realize it's all gone. And then you are wondering, where is it in my body? Where is it in my sense? How come I'm suddenly feeling so peaceful? It's so light. It's so blissful. It's so blissful. And then suddenly I'm not feeling anything, and oh, it's gone. And then during that day or during the following days, then you are thinking, and still nothing comes forward. You suddenly feel this joyful energy, this absolutely beautiful vibrancy in your heart and your energy. And then you start noticing that at the time you start thinking of the person, you remember the beautiful pieces of memories. You remember the joyful conversations, the songs you are related to that come up on your radio, on your car. You overhear for certain conversations, anything, because then spirit is showing you the confirmation that, oh, we are so delighted for you. Not with you, might be with you, but we are so delighted for you, because why you have gotten to that point that you realize it was a story, and then you allowed yourself to be vulnerable so that healing could take place, and voila, you are moving forward in your life, and we are so ever grateful for that, for you being bold enough and vulnerable and real. And then you get the next lesson afterwards. So that, you know, going back to if you are choosing to be a psychic or a medium, or you for some reason you feel really passionate about, another time we can talk about the reasons why we might be feeling, oh, we want to be a psychic, we want to be a medium. Why are we drawn to these kind of things, especially the time what we live right now? But then if that is your thing, forget about the cars, forget about the books, forget about the courses. You can do courses years after another and another. But if you are still stuck on one level of your personal reality and development, you will be getting nowhere, because spirit is keeping you on that level. Because unless you have done something for yourself, some healing, some reflection, even just show that you are reflecting, you show that you have an understanding. It's not that you need to show it to anybody, okay? It's not like that. But then the result of that process is that your frequency is changing, and then you are making different choices in your life. you are growing, and it's a very subtle thing. It's very unnoticeable to many, although it's going to be noticeable to many because you are relating to them differently, or you are relating, you are listening to them differently. You are talking, you are working differently. So there is an impact on that way. But then what I really want to emphasize here, it is about personal journeys, but personal development. It's nothing to do with the cards, the crystals, the various methods of healing, and you become a master of this and then a mentor of that, a coach of that. It's nothing to do with that. It's something to do that where you humbly taking the lessons of what life is giving you, even when they are just really, really the harshest experiences or lessons. But then you see, that's why it's so very beautiful, because when we feel life is really squeezing us, oh my goodness me, I'm cheering you when you feel that, because that is a point of reference for you. That's the point of awareness. There is a gate. That is a point where you take a breath, and then maybe just the very first time in your life, regardless of your years, biological human years, maybe just for the very first time in your life, you are saying that I can't cope with this anymore. Every time when I'm in a relationship, the old story comes up. How come? What's wrong with people? And then once you catch yourself that nothing is wrong with people out there, they are just relating to you, to your frequencies, it means that you need to shift something. Maybe the very, very first time when you feel that I can't cope, and I can't cope with myself, because you realize that I can't cope with myself anymore. I can't have one more day when I'm like this within myself, because I know I need to do something with myself. Because otherwise, I'm not getting any relationships. I'm not getting any of the jobs I want. And I'm not getting of the whatever I want to have and be and do and all those things. Then, of course, that is about you, your personal reflection, your sense of worth, how much you know yourself, how honest yourself with yourself. And then you see, even now as I'm saying the words don't really express or justify the situation, because that is the sense. You need to have that sense, you need to experience it, and when you know that there is no word for that, then you are sort of there, okay? And that's a different journey when it starts. So it's all about personal development. We'll talk about this another time, actually plenty of other times. So if you are interested in my work, stay tuned in, whether you are listening live or whether you're listening on replay on various platforms. Then just tune in, just listen. If it resonated with you, I would love to hear about your feedback. Or if you have a question, feel free to send me an email to hello@suzannamedium.com. And then Suzanna is always suzannamedium.com. It's always everything, a social media and everything is a continuous development. I know if you are on Facebook, that's a big question, because I have lost one of my big pages. So we are starting anew, but then it's okay. Once, you know, one door closes, another 10 opens. So that is one of the things what I'm doing here. So one way or another, we are communicating. If you are interested in all my previous radio shows, two radio shows, I presented my shows. One of them was the Pulse Talk Radio, it's a UK-based radio. And then the other one is the American radio, a different company, a bigger company, the Asqua Radio Network, Ivana Psychic Radio, and Moonstruck TV. How you can find all my previous shows, over 100 shows on that network, is that you go to YouTube and then you find Moonstruck TV and you find Suzanna Medium Show. That was my standard shows for nearly 3 years. There are plenty of spiritual conversations, communications, live readings, interviews with other healers, psychics, mediums, witches, candle makers, dreamers, life shakers and makers. So there are a huge variety of stuff over there. So find that on YouTube, Moonstruck TV, and find Suzanna Medium Show. In fact, if you go for your search engines, you might find the Suzanna Medium Show still popping up. Right now, I'm taking some sabbatical from that experience, and we might be returning, or we might but just continue our conversations here. YouTube is the same, so you can just find everything. This is on a medium, and I would honestly appreciate it if you could go and find those pages, my personal pages, and then if there's a like, follow, share button, if you click on those ones, and then the follow is the important, so that we can have even more people joining in and engaging in these conversations. Why? Because we are here to raise the frequency. And then just like how I told you this five, six years ago, higher dimensional energies that told me we are here, and also my on the front conversation when she told us that our truthfulness is here when we light the candle within ourselves, meaning have the light within ourselves, and then help another person light their own candle. Where darkness, where there is darkness, we are lighting the candle. Okay, you are doing the same with the way how you are listening to these conversations. Something is going to shift within your consciousness, within your awareness, and then you are going to walk and talk just slightly differently, because you are shifting the energy within yourself, and then the result is going to be like a wave. You will start shifting the energy for the others once they are there and willing to experience that. So, my lovely friends, this was another kick of the day with Spirit, your daily spiritual talk show about anything and everything spiritual, with your show host Susanna Medium. I'm really grateful that you have been here. Again, send me an email to hello@susannamedium.com. You can find it in whatever page you are listening or watching or anything. You can find in the bio section. Susanna Medium is ZSUZSANNAMedium.com, or how we would say it here in the continent or in the UK is ZSUZSANNAMedium.com. And then with this, I'm sending you lots of love and many, many blessings, and come back another time. In fact, it's going to be tomorrow. And then I always say it at the very end of this conversation. I'm talking to you right now on the 14th of April, 2024. I love that. Look at that. We've got three fours in this number. Wonderful, wonderful. So that was our show, Kick of the Day with Spirit. And the big conversation here, the podcast series, the talk show is the Let's Talk Spirit. Let's Talk Spirit. And then the daily version is the Kick of the Day with Spirit, designed to empower you, show you something, allow you to reflect, ask your question, answer to your questions, and so on and so on. So from this space, I'm sending you lots of love, many, many blessings, and see you tomorrow. Bye for now, my lovely friends. Bye.